Now that I got everybody here, Tavon, where's the lighter at, Matt?
I heard that you need you some cabbage, boy. Eat some cabbage.
Yeah, eat you some cabbages. What you been up to today, Tavon?
Sleep.
What you sleeping all day for, Tavon?
Pissed off.
Would you say that you're a little hot today?
Or you gay?
You queer.
I ain't had no fucking rides, Joey's, bro. That shit pissed me off.
We said you ain't gonna have one or you don't?
I didn't have one. So I'm gonna go home.
What do you need a loan for?
Talking about a TV.
Oh. Why you get a loan for a TV? You got to pay it back.
Yeah, they give me $400 and they just take out $100 on each of my checks.
I wouldn't even like if they got a hold of my bank account information. Mm-hmm. They got it, it might take more.
Like they got the what's called? They got a hold of your bank account anyway. They pay you.
Marco.
Dolo. X-Tank. You know about the Dolo rules. The universe even obeys it.
That's a good topic.
What?
Matt, what do you think? How do you think that the...
Are you trying to be able to do a podcast right now?
Universe is conducted.
You know, a podcast.
And what matter of conduct do you mean?
It's my podcast.
Tavon Locks, welcome to Freddie Watts and the Hot Talks.
You've been punked.
Yeah.
I'm God. Now, Tavon, I want to ask you, you're a pretty smart man, everything. You know, no gassed up or anything. How do you feel that the universe is governed? Well, I'm gonna ask both of y'all.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask, but how do you feel first that the universe is governed?
It wouldn't matter. Or in what sense?
Okay. In a sense, like, it really doesn't matter. You can say that the universe is governed by some god, you know what I mean? Or the universe is just governed by, you know, higher beings or anything like that. Or it doesn't have to be ruled by higher beings.
I think free movement is included in all the universes, you know, whatever. I don't think there's, you know, not necessarily one person or one group of beings control the universe. I feel like it all free flows on its own. Like, what happens, happens. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that everything's kind of governed by, like chances and coincidences?
Well, not coincidences, more or less such as life type shit. What happens over time? Time.
Yeah,
put it that time. Way. Time. Yeah.
Time. Well, I mean, time repeats itself.
History repeats itself.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how would you say that? Okay. How do you know that you're just not like the endless loop? You know, what if time goes all the way to an end, but then it just starts right back over? And it's going so fast that the present, like, that's what we call present. You know what I mean?
We'll never know, though. Because at a little point in life we reach, we'll stop knowing everything we ever knew, which is death. I mean, you know, I feel like if we, you know what I'm saying, at least have life up to, if Adam ain't bite that apple, nigga, we'd be living much longer than what we do now. Let's just put it that way. And we, you know, we see a lot more shit that we won't answer and know a lot more shit that we won't answer. You know what I'm saying?
So you feel like that if Adam, you know, wouldn't have bought, like, you know, no, Eve, if she wouldn't have, wait, who bit the apple? Eve, right? No, Adam.
Both did, but
they Eve both did, yeah.
Adam into getting, don't play my boy, you know what I'm saying?
You see, bro, that just goes to show you, bro, like, that just goes to show you, bro. Women, bro. Deceitful, bro. That's why you gotta stay one step over them. But I ain't gonna say all women like that, though, bro. You got the certain unicorns. You know what I mean? You have the certain unicorns and everything. But honestly, bro, I don't trust women.
It's not that I don't trust women. I don't trust their intentions.
There you go. Well, yeah, okay, I'll say that. Like, I don't trust a lot of women's intentions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you think about it, but you don't get that proof.
They got a hole in the blunt.
Yeah, your hole poking out.
I've been rolling them all with holes today, bro. Every single blunt that I roll.
Every time it's a hole in my shit, it's either it's because of my neck. Oh, pop, get it.
It's because, like, I'm going to be taking out the twigs.
You said twigs.
Man, fuck, bro. My stomach hurt. Now I'm passing out. What does it take on?
It's me.
Looked at it.
You're supposed to go start with the podcast.
Huh?
You're supposed to go start with the podcast.
Well, Mr. Tavon, you didn't start speaking, Tavon. Mr. Professional, you're supposed to recover on that.
Hey, this ain't my podcast.
This is a podcast.
It's supposed to be mine.
Huh?
So you're the one who's supposed to be
here. Oh, okay.
What's the topic of the day, man?
Shit, well, I can do a recap of the day. Mm-hmm. I mean, day.
Today wasn't very eventful, though.
Hey, you know, I beat Matt. I beat Matt my second time in the game of Skate.
I beat him. He died.
You didn't beat me the first time, Matt. You didn't beat me a second time, Matt.
I beat you on third, though.
You said you'd beat me on third?
No, I said I beat you on third, though.
You didn't beat me out there, mm-hmm. Matt.
I gave you the E. Remember?
Nah, what trick did you give me the E on, Matt?
I don't remember the trick.
Matt, I don't think you remember the trick, Matt.
That's what I just said.
You see, Matt, I think you've been smoking a little too much, shall we?
Okay, if you can remember what trick you did on
it. I ollied over the curb and that got you out.
Ollied over the curb? Oh, you sure the fuck did. This nigga, yeah. I hated this bullshit, but look. I had to back it up. I had ology when we was done the show. To me, I playing with you, man.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, Matt tried to hit me. Matt tried to ollie over the cage and shit. You feel me? He ollied that over. I was like, okay. Because we had been trying to ollie that hoe. Backed up on his ass. Boom, back up. I ain't gonna lie. I backed up like three of Matt's tricks. Like, on my final letter.
I should have hit that kickflip on the curb. Yeah,
you would have had me on that.
I just couldn't hear my back kick. Who asked? That was goddamn. That was me. That
yeah.
was you.
Nah, that was you, man. Nah,
you looked. The way you looked was like,
he ain't coming. Who's one of y'all favorite comedians?
My favorite comedian, bro. I'll say my favorite comedian, bro, Eddie Murphy.
Matt.
Don't say Kevin Hart.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle's a good one.
He got me out there. Dave Chappelle. Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, pretty funny, too.
Harry Spears,
yeah.
Mike Epps, cool. I don't just
say yeah, he didn't think Mike Epps was funny. Why y'all gotta see my boy Mike Epps like that? He was on Friday.
Bro, wasn't it funny though?
Bro, it was pretty fun. Like big bitches, I can't even lie.
He had his moments.
Yeah.
He like a cameo of fans.
Okay, so who's your most overrated comedian then?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I mean, he's cool and everything.
I don't even think he's cool, bro. I think he's honestly just past his time.
You know what?
They keep putting him and The Rock together, bro.
His time coming up, though. He got to quit.
They are positive. So I was on his podcast earlier with Joe Rogan, and I told you. He's really intelligent.
Who?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
He's super smart, bro.
Like, super positive. I'm going to do everything. Like,
that's one thing you can admire, though. You know what I'm saying?
I think Kevin Hart swole too.
Somewhere.
The Rock fucking swole. Can't be a fucking skinny nigga that's swole, nigga. They both gotta be working out. Yeah. They both would be trying to fucking do everything. This ain't Kevin Hart fucking to start learning how to box, bro. This nigga Cole.
I've seen that.
This nigga Cole. What the fuck?
Dude, I wouldn't mind this show if you got a celebrity straight to you and shit, bro.
Nah, I doubt The Rock was training that nigga.
You think The Rock can really fight?
Probably know some other shit.
I feel like he would just like powerhouse your ass.
Yeah, I feel like even a wrestler, he wasn't even no like big hitter like that. That nigga was straight slamming niggas and shit.
I feel like he's one of those people who use shit. Like he see a bar stool, he'll grab it and just.
Man, I feel like I ain't gonna lie. Like over the years, The Rock done got bigger and bigger. I think that nigga was on some roids on some of his shit. Like in the 90s, nah. I feel like in the 90s, nah. But when he started like getting cut, like
when he started doing more moves, the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, you feel me? I feel like he was using some roids to help him out on that. Man, Tavon, so shit, what's the next move for you, Tavon?
What you mean? Explain.
What's the next move?
What you mean my next move?
Well,
I get in front of him to stretch my legs out.
No, I was talking to Matt about the stock marketing.
Oh, I'm down.
Dude, ain't nobody said I was going to this. Been saying that shit.
See?
Look, future children, if you ever get a hold of this podcast and you fast forward to somehow 12 minutes, remember, when you come into a large lump sum of cash, invest in your shit. Don't be dumb. Fuck those chains, jewelries, cars, clothes, and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Invest. Stack that cash. Dickies,
dog.
Real shit.
$100, $200, $300.
This shit don't matter.
Pay your pants like
oh God, you know what I'm saying? This shit don't matter. You can go buy you some pants. You gonna fit the goddamn same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you damn how they look.
Dude, yeah, dude, the fucking designs. They got like padding on them or some shit. They protect you from getting shot.
The designer jeans, or like I know exactly what you're talking about, bro. Really, bro, I don't understand how niggas can wear them hoes, bro.
With the designer jeans,
they like skinny as hell.
Yes, bro, like you know, like the tights, and then they have like some lines, and then they have like some wrinkles, but it'll be like a slant. You know what I mean?
You talking about the Balmains?
Those are what those called, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, those pants are so fucking ugly,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, like.
They like, got the ruffles on them and shit.
Yeah, and right here on the knee part, right?
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. They have like some zippers, and then a lot of times they'll look just like really bleach. You know what I mean? Really?
They got
bleached.
Different colors of them.
Yeah, right. They got all different kinds. That's the crazy thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy thing about it, bro. I'm like.
They're the same design, just different colors. I make a $1 million off the head.
Like,
you got some hands with the ice. Now look at them. I thought they were just like, well, you know, black jeans or some shit. I just looked at they folded at the back, in the middle.
Change something up.
I just looked. I'm like, oh, some black jeans. I need some for work. Grab them, hold on. I saw it's 30-30. I'm like, okay, man, fuck it. Come on. I get home, try them bitches on. Wait, hold up. I'm fucking side my fucking leg. You feeling like tights and shit. Full time out. I see that fucking thing on my shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I wear like some fucking combat boots.
Full time out.
I'm like, hold up. I can't do this. I can't do this, big dog.
See, I can wear the tights, bro. I like wearing skinny jeans, bro. I like wearing skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah, I used to. But I can't do it if I got big feet.
I feel you on that, bro.
I can't do skinny jeans. It is.
I feel like skinny jeans are for skinny people, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Skinny jeans.
Bro. Yeah, you feel me? Like that I can't wear no like big, you know, blocky pair of pants, you feel me? Then be looking like I'm wearing like a dress or some shit, you know what I mean?
He straight after the 2000s.
Yeah, like, nice like
yeah, you feel
like,
me?
Yeah.
Like Tavon, these pants right here that you gave me, bro. I love these pants, bro.
Yeah, I used to wear them.
I still got, I ain't gonna lie, I got like some bleach on, drew on a little bit, bro. But
I wanna have a pair of project pants.
Remember you saw my sketchbook, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the little crashing thing going out? And then the bullet being right here?
Oh, that's true, something you drew it on your pants.
First bro, let me tell you. You don't realize that's on your door.
Oh, can you walk in my door?
Yeah.
You know, that's a bullet mark, right?
Huh?
Yeah, I seen that.
I was like, what the fuck?
It was a bullet mark.
Mm-hmm.
It pierced the paper.
Door. You know, like, it looked like somebody tried to shut that door or some shit. Bullet hit it. Yeah. You see that?
Mm-hmm. It pierced through the paint on the door.
Yeah, you can see, you can see the shape. You just know the shape. Like, you see that. You just know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this ain't no fucking...
It was a small bullet, though. Probably like 380.
You can see, because ain't no fucking baseball. I ain't gonna fucking do that shit.
Mm-hmm. And then that's gonna do that shit. They gotta be...
I never noticed that.
They gotta be at high velocity, because it made a dent. It made a dent.
Hey man, I got to the white meat right here. I showed you that, right? I got the band-aid over it.
You made it to the white meat, bro?
Bro, because, like, before, like, I had cut myself right there. My skin raised up and shit from, you know, stocking and shit. Because I could be having them, like, fucking plastic. Yeah, you know how I got the name and the price on there? It's, like, plastic and shit. I keep hitting the edge of that, and it's, like, sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be dragging my fucking skin in there and pull the skin up. Then I fucking held that shit back down. Then it healed back over, but it's still a lump right there. Now, I stocked it recently. I stocked too fast. I was trying to go too fast and shit. Boom. Cut that little chunk off that was like sitting at the top and shit. He had fucking cut that whole thing off. And fucking blood was all over the tag and shit, all over the boxes. I'm trying to fucking wipe the tag. Like, fuck. Still had blood on that hoe. I'm fucking put some hand sanitizer on the boxes. I'll take that blood off. I ain't do the tag. I ain't gonna lie.
You put it on your cut. No, don't take it out.
You see that hole, bro?
I mean, it's good now, but I keep hitting it like every day.
You see it, bro?
Pussy.
I'm gonna cut my shit off before it. Yeah, right there. And then cut the knuckle open. It was another one, too. I think it was on you, the same finger right here. Mm-hmm. Cut that bitch open.
I see two slashes right there.
Yeah, it's
fucked up. I cut this
knuckle open right here and shit.
Oh man, my knuckle's gone. Well, you can see which one I use the most.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I still got a broken pinky knuckle, nigga. You see that one nasty.
You see his shit, bro. I'm finna start getting calluses right here. God damn. Because yeah. I'll be punching the boxes to break them down. I'll be
punching with the little thing.
Bang. Damn, I need to start punching with. See, I just fucking ripped this hole. Damn.
Fucking up.
I need to start punching him with this hand because this hand looks fucking brand new.
That
hole been through some shit, nigga.
That hoe all well polished this shit.
Yeah, shiny, got the ring. This one just fucking cut up. Black. Rusty. Tim, fucking, I fucking sliced my finger with my fucking box cutter today. Mm. Little fucking. Yeah, still like, that shit fucking hurt, dog. Like, it was like these big ass long fish boxes, and they got like this little plastic, little, not tape, but it's like a plastic wire thing almost. It wraps around it. So I gotta like slice really quick and hard to like, you know, cut through the fucking plastic part. Then I cut down the middle and shit. But I had my fucking thumb too hot on the fucking plastic. And boom, and I fucking felt my fucking skin snatch. I'm like, oh. I didn't make no noise. I'm like, and I said, fuck. And I just looked at my shit just started, you seen that shit open up. And then blood started leaking out.
I don't know if I cut my big toe open. I still got the mark on it. That it came from where my toenail went all the way to the right there. That hell was nasty.
Oh man, I ain't gonna lie. The worst is...
He be looking at it. So while I'm passing, he just be looking at it.
Get that money. Nigga,
take this one. I'm gonna throw it in your drink.
Oh man, dog. It's too... It's too hot right now.
Puns.
not high. I'm just a little hot right now.
Nobody gonna hear that. Though,
but I just punch it so
rub that guy. That's the happy one. Hell no, dog. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You switched the wrong hand, dog.
I think I like that. That
thing. Oh, yeah,
man. Bro, I was looking ass and
calling him. All right, you going. You shaking it.
Nah, you got this shit, dog. You got this shit.
You still smoking this one.
Stop.
It hit his hand. It's fucking fall on his hand and shit. You don't feel
this black smoke, bro. This fucked up.
Man, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I am so fascinated with fire, bro.
Me too. I love fire. But I'm a
that's
water.
That's bad, all three of us.
For real, bro? You ever started a forest fire before, bro?
I started a wood fire.
I started a forest fire, bro.
I started a fire in my front yard.
Did it burn down neighborhood?
I wish.
I tried to burn down neighborhood, bro, when I was a kid.
I tried burning down my house. I thought I could light the bricks on fire on the outside.
For real?
Yeah.
No, I burned down my house before.
We've been through a house fire, bro. She was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
This
just got morbid.
Like, nah, but for real though, bro, like, I feel you on that, because I burned down my house, like, when I was, like, 6.
You did, dude? What the fuck?
Yeah, man, bro, no bullshit, bro, man. I'm telling you, by the age of, like, 9, I was labeled as a arsonist.
Because
I had, like, 6, I burned down my house. 8, I started a forest fire. And then after that, I started another forest fire, but that was because I was, like, in Brock Forest.
Yeah, I hate you.
I don't like these motherfuckers in here, dog. If y'all hear this, these motherfuckers sweet.
Y'all burn you down.
This is my fucking...
Matter of fact, dog.
I rape you.
Where's the blow?
Oh, we dog? Sweet.
Nah, I'm not about rape, dog.
I'm going to tell you about sweet. This nigga, Matt, don't tell me, Freddy, bro, you can take my pants off. I'm on the phone with Ty, you know what I mean? I look over at Matt, I'm like, man, bro, Matt, if I take your pants off, I'm going to take your drawers off, dog.
I say, nah, man, nah. I just wanted my pants off. It was hot.
Hell, I'm gone, dog. Yeah, I'm good.
Where you going?
I'm gonna take you. In front of the door and shit. I'm going.
Who turned the light off?
Y'all hearing this? I got raped already.
Be my name.
I'm a dead man.
They ain't gonna be like, boy, what the hell going on with y'all?
I'm walking out crying and shit. He's gonna smell booty and fucking blood on me.
Booty and blood.
Man, bro, it'd be crazy, bro, man. Me and my dad, we were just sitting outside right this morning, just talking and chatting up, smoking, right? And he look over at the gang niggas' eyes. My dad's just like, pretty wild. I don't know how them young niggas just gonna lay up in the bed and try to look at another motherfucker. Man. Like, my dad just started going off. It's like great deep with another motherfucking man. Hear that nigga shit. So I kill your bro.
Yeah.
And then pay that motherfucker bills.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, bro, well, niggas be weird.
Yeah. It's gay, though, bro. I don't see how you do that, bro.
Yeah, you feel me, bro? Like, man, ain't no way, man.
I can't cuddle with no man, bro.
They ain't soft.
They don't smell good. They don't got no hat, no.
Come on, lay up with some men,
but yeah, I'm afraid to get those. Fucking out of here.
Come on now.
It's our podcast.
You might, you might as well go lay up in jail. You feel me?
Well, better Buddha buffet, man.
Yeah,
you might go down and not just go up in there fucking with your pants down.
Fuck it, you who really you fuck? Nah, man. You can go in there with it. You can go in there with that mentality. So as you go up in there, bitch, alright, you about to get this bitch.
No, sorry,
that's a whole.
This is fucking, this old head at my job, this nigga said, he's talking to a white nigga at the job.
There you go.
He's saying, hey, bro, if you go to jail, dog, shave your head. He said, shave your head, don't cry, and don't talk to nobody. If you cry, nigga, then you gonna be somebody, bitch.
That's real, though. You're going to be somebody big. But why you got to shave your goddamn head?
No long hair.
Huh?
No long hair.
That's prison, not jail.
Yeah, there is a difference.
I think he went to prison.
They're going to cut your shit. You're going to be mad as fuck in them motherfuckers.
What?
Never.
Just yeah.
The fuckers touched my head. And then they probably do you fucked up just because. Just because. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, bro, you want to know what the craziest thing for me about jail, bro? The worstest thing for me, bro, if I would, like, I couldn't be on death row, bro.
Well, so,
I couldn't be on death row, bro. Think about it. Your last day on death row, bro. You finna die. You know you finna die.
Man, they ain't asking for your last meal. Like y'all said, man, give me a fucking cup of coffee. Black. Decent. Okay. 20 spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's. Some sea salt fries from Wendy's. Give me a go to Popeye's and get their fucking spicy chicken sandwich.
Everything is spicy, huh?
Except for beer. Except for cheese.
Man, I'ma just tell him like this, man. Bring me a pan of cannabis brownie, bro. Fuck it. Straight edibles.
I mean, all them hoes, dog. I don't give a fuck. Love you, dude. Yeah, hey.
Overdose on them hoes rather than get electrocuted and injected.
Shit, at least I can go out feeling good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know how much fucking brownies you might have to eat to overdose on that shit.
You can't overdose on edibles, bro. Yeah.
You just be fucked up.
You just
said you eat the whole pan of 12.
You just be fucking fried.
You brain dead.
Too hot.
Brain dead.
You're gonna pass up, bro.
That's what I'm saying. At least eat that man. You know what I'm saying?
How many joints do you think you have to take, you know, to equal out to that pan of edibles? Mm-hmm. I don't even think you can even get high that much from joints. I feel like I think 150 joints.
Cause you gotta think about it. They put the hash inside the can of butter and shit, and it takes a lot to make hash.
Mm-hmm. They got, you know, they got little. They say they got little doohickey now. What? That it basically. It basically like makes like the like little oil for you.
Hello, I would like to tell you about my love affair with my husband.
And it was pushing out the blood like that.
She was coming outside.
I don't like that
window. Yeah, that's what it seemed like. But
I don't like that window because it don't be that much wax. If I want the wax, man, I'm all that shit out the blood. I feel like it's not giving me.
I feel like that's how messy just get out of blood.
Yeah, he's probably using a lot of blood. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just little by little, I got to know just to say hello. One day I invited him to a party, and I had heard so much about him. People respected him, and he was good to everybody. He knew people he worked with.
I don't know about him, I doubt him to be using drugs. Jocelyn liked it him, though.
You have for somebody for me was the most important thing, being attracted to him and being calm. finding people respected him and I respected him.
The fact that it's not a word.
He sensed how my feelings were.
What is a word, Matt?
A word is something that you can pronounce. Make sense of. Kind of the definition.
His feelings ahead of time. So it was so
very easy to be together. Matt, say the word like it.
Like it.
Say like it.
Like it.
Now, what does that sound like?
It don't sound like shit.
What does it sound like, Matt?
Like it.
Like it, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like the word like, right?
No, it don't, because like is a whole different word from like.
Like and like it.
Yeah, see, because like is L-I-K-E-D, and like did is L-I-K-E-D-E-D, some shit like that. Like it did.
So she liked it.
Yes.
But she liked it.
She liked it. But what did you say at first, though?
Liked it.
Like it.
That's how I make it sound literally.
I confused the shit out of him. Because he didn't say like to do. He said some other shit. And I was like, what you say? He's like, the end.
I said all that to say is words are spells.
Are spells.
Hey, you might be on to something.
Words are spells, Matt. Explain.
If I can say something and you can convey the meaning from it and you understand it and you comprehend it and you put that in your brain, you know what I mean? That's a way of, like, us communicating together. Like, how I'm talking right now. You understand me, right? Okay.
And we're not even doing it. It's just automatic, like.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But you listen to another language, you're like, what are they saying? Mm-hmm. What are they saying? But they doing the same thing, you know?
But even with other languages, you feel me? You can feel that they're talking to you aggressively.
Yeah, or you feel it in their tone, though. It's the tone of the voice.
And those are spells, bro. Like music. Music is the perfect spell.
Yeah.
But those are more powerful spells.
That's what they are.
From God. Because it gets people not only. I call those like really. Like music. How can I explain? Like music. I saw this on the movie. On the movie, you know, the movie The Dirt that we saw?
Yeah.
They said something about, like music, like rock and roll and drugs. No, rock and roll and sex are the two most powerful things in this world.
Why rock and roll? I know, I understand sex, but why rock and roll? Why not money?
Nah. Money
or pride, or greed, or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what do you think the worst things in the world are, Matt?
The worst things?
Well, the worst thing in the world.
Like, just if I have to choose one?
Yeah, if you just had to choose one. Keeping it simple.
Damn, the worst thing in the world. The worst thing in the world. I would have to say greed, bro.
Greed?
Greed. I'm gonna have to say greed. I will have to, dog.
Is that your final answer?
No, it's not. Hate.
Hate. No, it's not.
Hate is the worst thing in the world.
Collaborate.
Hate will make you do some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Just keep, you know what I'm saying? How they used to treat us back then. You know, all because they hated us. I hate it, man. You do some fucked up shit. That's why us, as human beings, need to learn how to get over that flaw. There should be no hate, bro. To be honest. I don't think that there shouldn't be a reason why I shouldn't like you based off the reason how you look, dog. I'm like, oh, nah, I ain't fucking with that nigga. That's why I ain't got no problem with nobody understanding.
But you gotta understand, though, man. Like, humans' natural state is war, bro.
Yeah, that's not your instinct, of course. Yeah. But, but look, we evolved. But look, hold on, we evolved so much. Why couldn't we evolve past? You know what I'm saying? Evolve beyond the hate.
How we just been brainwashed as a youngin? You think that? Is that our true nature? Is that who we're supposed to be?
I think
is that who we are?
I think so, bro. Deep down, bro, I think deep down, bro, we done just hated each other for so long, bro, that in deep down in us, bro, it's just bred it into us as natural human instinct.
Yeah, we all got history with each other, no matter where you're from.
No, man, don't do that.
What it is?
Throw it back on there.
Don't smoke you, man. Get
some of that.
Yeah.
You better get your dry mouth ass right there in that corner.
I'm trying to chew this gum and get some saliva, but it ain't working.
You ain't got no saliva.
I don't.
Here, drink that.
I hear. Yeah.
A chunky.
You hear your shit rattling,
man. Man. I learned that in history class.
Can we go get him something?
Nah, man, dog, you can't. When we're not talking, bro, we can't break the box, bro.
Y'all both got drinks.
That's a waterfall.
Roll this up. Yeah, I still got some.
You can't. Feet. He can't roll it up. He can't roll it up. He ain't got no saliva.
Your lips dry.
Dry mouth. I see that turning pink, purple. Getting dehydrated.
Water. I don't need it.
And you know, turn your spit into water in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a It's simple. It's a gland that's inside of your mouth, it's in the back of it. Close to one of your wisdom teeth. I believe it's your left one.
You call your geezer geyser?
Huh?
Is it called the geezer geyser?
I think it's called the, I don't know. But look, check me out though. Let me peek first. You do it and then you create some spit in your mouth, but you activate this gland while the spit is being generated. And it filters out the spit, all the impurities of the spit. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like water. You killed me. We got that name. We're gonna be like a little gang up.
Gang. Gang. I don't fucking kill me. I'm just gonna roll up and shit. Y'all gonna put it over this. You can leave me my eye. I'm gonna have a half an eye. Y'all keep getting me every time. Freddy's scaring me. He actually throwing that up.
I'm gonna weed the shit out of me. So,
Our mind is still, and even though we know y'all not throwing it, but he's still like. You still like blink because you know you keep them eyes closed, but if they don't accidentally flow.
Reflex.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be bold and just.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this. Oh, shit.
And then you sit your.
You're over there like a albedo.
What did you say, man?
I'll be looking live when I be walking in my hair.
Or like But he has some light. He got.
What's no, that? That's that gas? That ain't no gas. That ain't no gas. You lie. Alright. Bet.
That's a funny sound.
You wanna know this is a funny sound? Your blood out your eardrum doing that. Blow out your eardrum.
You say I blow out my eardrum.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I'm suction cupping every time.
Bro, you know what I did this morning, bro? I threw away the guards.